This is Twit.
In May 2016, we discussed, so a little over a year ago, the fact that MySpace had lost control of 427 million passwords, which were being offered in aggregate to buyers for $2,800. And at the time, we said, okay, if you were ever a MySpace user, go like do something. Delete your account. Change your password. If you back then, if you were using the same password for all of your logins, then, you know, remember what that MySpace password was and make sure you're not using it anywhere else. And it was just like, it was a disaster. Yesterday.
By the way, I changed my MySpace password when that happened. Didn't want anybody using my account.
No. Yesterday, get this, a frustrated security researcher at a firm named Positive Technologies, the researcher's name was Leanne Galloway, finally publicly disclosed a troubling vulnerability she had uncovered after first responsibly disclosing the problem to MySpace nearly 3 months ago, in reaction to which MySpace was irresponsibly silent. She never got any acknowledgement or response of any sort. Gave them 90 days, nearly, and just said, okay, fine. So she described in the coverage of this, MySpace as being an enormous graveyard of personal data. And no, and in fact, and I was reminded of the term zombie data. That is, you know, like places where we have personal data that we've sort of wandered off from, and you know, and it's zombie data. It is our data, and it's never going to die, but it's sort of just there and not being kept current. So she noted that companies have a duty to care, a duty of care to their users, both present and past. And in some coverage of this, Leanne told Motherboard, who reported on this, that when she discovered the flaw, she was horrified and shocked by the complete lack of due diligence on MySpace parts. Okay, so what's the problem? Unlike nearly every other password recovery system, which is at least anchored to a user-controlled email address, MySpace offers an account recovery process for people who have even lost access to their email account. And I remember discussing this before. That is, this policy has been in place for a while. It's a little unnerving because basically they're saying, oh, you've lost your email, like your email provider went away, or you forgot your email login, or whatever. So MySpace implemented a system that would even forgive you if you could not receive an account, a password recovery email. Now, at first glance, what they're doing doesn't look too bad. I've got a link here in the show notes for anyone who's interested, since what MySpace presents you with is a comprehensive and somewhat intimidating form asking for a great many of an individual's details, with a whole bunch of them marked with asterisks saying must, you know, required information must be provided. So the form states that all of the following information must be provided, which includes the email address associated with the profile. That, okay, so right off the bat, it's like, wait a minute, if you know your email address, so maybe it's the email address, but you can't actually retrieve email from it. Okay, your date of birth, the zip code listed on the account, your full name listed on the account, the city and state of the account owner, and there's a bunch of other stuff which is optional, but all those things, red asterisk starred, must be provided. However, what Leanne found is that it appears that some heuristic logic operating behind the scenes processes the form's data so as to minimize their support costs. I know.
just keep listening, folks. You're not going to believe this.
So it likely has an if any three or more are valid. In the whole form acceptance threshold. So unfortunately, when you look this over, and consequently what Leanne discovered and reported, and which MySpace has ignored and Motherboard then confirmed, was that anyone having only the MySpace user's name, the account username, and their date of birth, only those three pieces of information, is able to establish themselves as the new owner of any existing MySpace account.
Changing my password did nothing.
No.
I should change my birth date is what I should do.
In their reporting, Motherboard verified this, writing, "Once we finished the recovery process, we had full access to two accounts. We could write new posts, read old messages, and basically do whatever the account owner could." And then they said in parens, "Thanks again to the two brave volunteers who let us break into their old MySpace accounts."
Unbelievable.
It is. Now, that form, which is readily hackable even by its own its owner, does have a drop-down list box selection of whether you want to recover access or delete your account permanently. And there is I've got links in the show notes here. There's a different delete your profile link and process. So essentially, this ups the ante. We already recommended in the past that our listeners should proactively remove any residual MySpace accounts. So if nothing else, this is a reminder that doing so then was an even better idea than we knew at the time, because this has probably always been the way this worked. And it's just it took somebody poking at it to see how little of the form's data actually had to be correct. And Leanne discovered, not much. And why? It's because they don't want to get support calls. It's like if you just kind of fuzzy logic, if you just get it, if you sort of seem like maybe you might be the person who used to be using this MySpace account, that's fine. We'll give it to you. So, yeah. Zombie data, if you were ever a MySpace user, it's worth taking a minute to just wipe your data clear. Yeah, you know, because otherwise somebody could easily decide they want to impersonate you, and it's just not difficult to do.